I am inside a canteen for Bands Undone, and I'm with two members of Language Arts. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm Kristen.
Oh, and when you do. Oh, yeah.
I play guitar.
I'm Gregor, and I play drums.
I was going to say, that was a lovely set that you guys put on.
Thank you.
I was going to ask you some questions, and here they are. How long has the band been together?
We kind of started in 2005 just writing songs, and we actually became more serious about it in probably 2007 when Gregor joined.
Okay. Yeah. How did the name Language Arts came up?
Honestly, it was because I was thinking about my favorite class in elementary school, and it was called Language Arts, obviously,
yeah.
And we would go to the fire hall to watch puppeteers and magicians sometimes. And I was like, that's pretty sweet.
No homework.
Yeah, no homework. And we had to go to the fire hall because our gym wasn't big enough. So, yeah, it was fun.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I
usually
know.
People would say, my favorite class was...
Gym.
Yeah.
Or art.
Oh, yeah, or arts.
Yeah.
or baking, or home ec.
Yeah,
home ec. That's pretty good. It's up there.
Remember the day we made macaroni and cheese? That was awesome.
Not KD style?
No, like homemade. Yeah.
Oh, really? Wow. Wanted to know, who are your musical influences?
Oh, jeez, that's interesting. I have a bit of a jazz background.
So, yeah,
I don't know. I like a lot of like Chicago bands like Tortoise and stuff like that. And more obscure jazz artists, but yeah. What about you?
I like listening to underground hip hop and a lot of indie music, but
really?
Yeah. I know a lot of artists off of the label Anticon are some people that are great to me, but I also like to listen to jazz and classical and independent music. Yeah.
Cool. Is this like your first time playing Ottawa, or you played Ottawa a few times here?
We've played Ottawa one time at Zaphod's, but
was that like in June or July?
It was actually in the summer of 2008.
I wanted to go, but that was the same time as Blues Fest, I think.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah. It was actually pretty full, considering.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
wow,
there's quite a few people there, yeah.
Oh, cool. Favorite song that you like to sing on live on the album or whatever song?
The last one we played, Cough Drop, is my favorite.
Oh, cool. I was going to say, because I remember, I just like, well, I heard an album too, and I kind of forgot, like, you dropped the F-bomb and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, why are you singing, like, you're singing the Black Sheep today, like, there might be kids there, and maybe, like, the parents might be, like, freaked out.
I won't sing that one. I can't remember what song that is, but
her parents get really mad at her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to say, would you be afraid of, like, maybe, like, I mean, you're playing to, like, just say one of the shows being all ages, like, would you be afraid to say the F-bomb, I guess, in some of your songs?
I don't really play that song very often
anymore.
Because it's an older one anyway. But I have played it before, and I think I changed the F word to, like, fun or something.
Fudge.
Fudge. Flippin'.
Lots of options.
Yeah.
Cool. I was going to say, the album, like, how long did it take to make your album?
I think it was about 9 months to make it.
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean, we started in the fall, mm-hmm. late fall, and we finished in 6 months. But,
okay.
Yeah.
We took our time, like, we started with the drums, and then once the drums were complete, we decided to do, the guitar and stuff, and then we had a string quartet come in, so we just really paced it out. But during the recording, we got to meet Raffi.
Really? Wow.
He was recording in the studio next to us, and he was peeping his head in, and I was like, who's that guy? And he was like, hello, I'm Raffi. I'm recording an adult motivational CD.
What? You're kidding.
Not at all. It was so weird. I didn't recognize him because he looked a lot older.
But you didn't get his autograph, did you?
No, I played it cool. It's really hard to. I was like, you wrote Baby Beluga, didn't you?
Oh, my. No, I'm surprised it's not even. I was like, when I saw the band, New Con Blonde, I did like a short interview with them. They said they took like 8 days to finish their album.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
Well, wow. you can do like long sessions in a recording studio, but we just kind of...
Yeah, if we had a little more, you know, money, we probably would have just done it all in a big studio, but we had to like sort of piece it together in different places.
Yeah, we did some in his basement, some of it at Blue Wave, and some at Ogre, which are two good studios in Vancouver that are decent prices, and Caleb from the Parlor Steps works out of Ogre, so he worked with us with the drums and stuff like that.
Okay.
So it's like friends helping friends, you know, and everyone knows what we like about each other, and so.
What's your favorite city you like to play live?
Toronto.
Oh wow.
Jinx. Worst city to play, if you really want to state the city you want to, worst city.
Ooh. Could it be a town?
Say whatever.
I don't know. I don't wanna say anything bad. I mean, we've had bad shows, maybe not necessarily because of the town. Oh. But you know, there's lots of towns between, you know, Saskatchewan and I can't even think of any right now, but
the one I'm thinking of is in the Kootenays.
Oh.
But I won't say it.
It's in the Kootenays.
Yeah, we had a show there that was in the Kootenays in BC, and it we were expecting it to be a really good time.
Oh yeah, and the only person there was waiting for his girlfriend to get off work. We thought he was an audience member, but then his girlfriend got off work and then left. And
it's like a town where everyone smokes tons of pot and they don't really go out, and so we should have known that before we booked the show.
Oh yeah. Make this quick about the Toronto one. How was your Toronto show? Like, what did you play in? Was it crazy?
We played at the Garrison the other night, and we had a great time. We played with Brent Randall, now called the Pinecones.
Oh.
And it was an awesome time, yeah. It was really good. And the Garrison's a new venue.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It's a really nice venue. Apparently, it looks a little bit like the Ravioli on the inside. That's what
I've never been to Ravioli, but I've been there once to eat lunch.
Yeah. Nice. Was it a good lunch?
Well, we were outside. It was summer, so we didn't go inside, I think. But I did go inside to a washroom, that was it. bands or musicians that blew your mind away when you were on tour with them?
Bands that blew our mind when we were on tour with them?
Yeah, or maybe, that you toured with them.
We haven't really toured with a specific band. We've always played a bunch of different bills with different people. But, that's a hard question.
Or if not, just any, that's not tour related, I guess, or any bands which just blew your mind?
When I watch Final Fantasy, that blows my mind. When I watch Fortet, that blows my mind. Those are two good ones for me.
Yeah, those are excellent. Actually, I'm really into, I just saw Snail House last week and that blew my mind.
Oh.
Yeah. He was just a solo, you know, just by himself.
Oh, I see him so many times in Ottawa, so...
It's no big deal. Well, for me, it was really exciting. I don't know.
I know, I should say that.
A special event for me.
You know, that's not what you meant. Yeah. You're just like, I've seen him.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
And lastly, what's coming up with the band after, like, maybe this tour finishes up, I guess? Or anything coming up in the summer or fall, or...?
Well, I'm writing some more stuff, and we'll probably collaborate on that. But we haven't really talked about a lot yet. We're just kind of hoping to keep playing lots of shows and having fun and writing new music. And
probably come back in the fall, I would think.
Yeah, it would be nice to be a good time to come back.
Yeah. Oh, and last one. This is going to be really quick. CD, vinyl, or cassette tapes? Favorite format, CD, LP, or
vinyl, for sure. Vinyl. Do you agree?
Yeah, I love vinyl. Thank you very much for the interview.
Yeah, thank you.